Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. So yesterday in our church small group, we were going over this passage, and this morning I wanted to dig a little deeper and I want to share it with you what's encouraging me from this. And in this little context here before I read the verses, there's two main takeaways for me. Jesus is talking about talking to these cities where he has spent a majority of his time. In fact, most of his ministry was done within this, what they called evangelical triangle. Most of his time was spent here. And he tells them, he said, listen, you have been given so much. If you're not faithful with what you've been given, it's going to be worse for you than for these other pagan cities. And he points out two port cities on the Mediterranean coast, and he points out Sodom, which everybody knows the story of Sodom, a very wicked city that God destroyed. And he said, listen, it's going to be worse for you who has been given so many opportunities. You know, you may think you're religious and all this, but it's going to be worse for you than it would be for them. And here's the second. So the first point is responsibility, being faithful with what we've been given. Second is point here in this passage we're reading is that he says, it's interesting. It's going to be worse for them than it would be for Sodom. Now, what does that tell you? It tells me, I think what I see here is that there are different levels of responsibility, even for those who do not accept Christ. You know, those who have been given much, you know, both in, there's two judgments, those who are unsaved and those who are saved. And for the judgment for those who are unsaved, who go to hell, there's gonna be varying levels, I think, and I don't know how it all plays out, what it looks like, but God is a fair, just God. And so, you know, it's going to be different levels for them. I think it's also going to be different levels for those of us who are saved when we get to heaven, because we're saved by grace, but through our works, the things that we do down here on this earth, there will be rewards for that. And so anyway, let's jump in. Let's read the passage. It says, Jesus said, and then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works have been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, these port cities on the Mediterranean coast, than in the day of judgment than for you. Oh, and you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, you'll be brought down to Hades, that is hell. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. In other words, it wouldn't have been destroyed. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. So again, two big takeaways. God, help us to be responsible with what we've been given. I have been blessed with so much. You have been blessed with so much. You know, there's so much that we could say about this time in which we live in, you know, especially those of you who are listening here in North America, who have been blessed to hear so much, you know, teaching, to hear so, I mean, Bibles everywhere across. And not everyone has heard, but so many have and know some truth and biblical principles. And if we don't do something with it, it's going to be worse for us than it will be for those who haven't been exposed to so much. And then secondly, you know, I just pray, God, help me, help you, help us all to be faithful with that which you've been given. And so what areas is it that we're not responding? What truth is it that we know what we need to do, but maybe we're not doing it? What do we need to do to step out, to be more faithful, to be proactive with what we know? Let's pray. Dear Father, I just pray that you would just do a miracle in me and in each of us, Father. I pray that we would heed this warning that Jesus gave to this evangelical triangle where he'd spent so much time, and that we would heed this warning, having received so much ourselves, that we'd be faithful with it. Help me be faithful today. Help me be faithful this week with that, Father. And when we get to heaven, Father, I want to be rewarded by you for what we did down here, Father. Help us to be diligent. Help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, I want to encourage you to download other episodes on our podcast, which is Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. You can also go to our blog and register for daily emails, notifications at beacatalyst.com. You'll also find the audios there as well as other resources. All right, now let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.